直到三年一世情，我爱你，那次Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat 1 minute and lift up your right hand in worship.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as precious jewel. Not to give up, I'll be a fool. You are my love, you are. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. Seeking you as my precious jewel, not to give, I'll be a fool. You are my only all. Jesus, Jesus, you are the taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am down, you fill my cup. You are my all.
taking my sin, taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising heaven, I bless your name. You are Lord. Lift up your hands everywhere. Just worship Jesus. He's deep and know that I am God. He's deep and know that I am God. He's deep and know that I. Be still and know that I. In the name of Jesus. I'd like you to picture yourself as if you are in one room alone with Jesus, only you and Him, and He's touching you and He's speaking to you. Lift your hands and see yourself and Him, clearing your confusion, clearing your pain, giving you direction. That's right. Do it, Lord. Jesus. He's wrapping His hands around somebody, assuring you that you are not alone. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Breathe upon the service again this morning. And let not one person leave here the same way they have come. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Wave your hands to the King of Kings. Wave your hands to the Lord of Lords. Honor Him and adore Him. Worship Him. Magnify Him. Thank you, Master.
I will follow You.
Wave your hands and give Him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Something just happened to you. There is power in stillness. Something just happened to you. Give him a bigger clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
I love you, Lord. Yes, Lord, I love you, Lord. You are everything. You are everything to me.
I want to introduce our new equipment to you. Forming the strings orchestra, the violin, the violas. I wish that the violin here, the violas here, the cello here, that's the cello there, right there, the clarinet, the flute, the piccolo, the double bass. This one is the height of a person. We dedicate them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost to release pure, unadulterated celestial worship to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in Jesus' name. If these equipments pertain to you or you pertain to the equipments, let our music director know so that you can be a part of the team that will work this equipment. Hallelujah. Give the King of Kings a praise. Hallelujah. And how many of you are blessed by the nation's worship? Many diverse comments as to the impact of that worship. Some people saw it as a unification factor. That right here, you had Catholic Church singing. You had Cooking Church. You had the Redeemed Evangelical Mission. You had What a Life Church. Maybe next year we might have Deeper Life Church and have Assemblies of God and Baptist Church and Foursquare Gospel Church, and so on. And just to let the whole world know that it is not about church. When we go to heaven, there will not be different sections for different churches. In fact, if church is too much on your mind, you may not go there. Denomination I belong here, I don't belong there. You are not. Everyone who is born again accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior and served Him in truth and in holiness. Wherever they may be worldwide, they are qualified to be our brothers and sisters. Somebody say aloud, amen. God will do more of that in the days coming. But we have very, very drastic testimonies that have already come from the nation's worship. I'll read one to you now. He said, good evening, sir. God is at work in Dunamis Oji River. I was in church this evening and his sister walked into the church with a Thanksgiving seed. After she finished praying at the altar, she told me that after the nation's worship last night, just this morning she came back from somewhere getting home. She saw people around her compound surrounding her little boy. When she asked the people what happened, they told her that her baby was pushed down from a two-story building by another child. Long story made short, her baby was preserved alive by the angel of this commission after being pushed down from two-story building. To God be all the glory. She says she is happy that Dunamis is in Oji River now. I'm sure some of you know Oji River area. What a faithful, faithful God we serve. To him be all the praise in the precious name of Jesus. Here is another testimony coming all the way from Calgary in Canada. He said, please help us share this mind-blowing testimony with God's servant and our mommy, Dr. Mrs. Becky. Indeed, God resides permanently in Dunamis. Hallelujah. Our less than 24 hours, all missions worship testimony has landed. Glory to God. This picture contains, and he put a picture up there, our joint request written by my husband and my 8-year-old child daughter. During the great event on Friday, we connected from Calgary, Canada, and asked the Lord for this one thing, a land to build him a house. Alas, few hours later, which was the next day, Saturday afternoon, we received a call from a man who is also a faithful servant of God, saying that the Lord told him to buy a land for the church and that he is calling to make the commitment. Wow! We fear God just like that. We would have still been sitting and looking at ourselves till now in awe of this great God, if not that we had to get ready for service. We are so grateful to this God of suddenly, and we know he will perfect what he has started. Somebody say aloud, amen. That is, during that night, we asked everybody to write up down something that they will remember the moment for. And now this is their request. You may not be able to read it here and say, Father, in the name of the Lord, give us a land to build a church for you in Calgary and other cities. That was their request written here. And as soon as the night was over, somebody says, I have the leading to give you money now to buy land to build a church. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Stand on your feet in the shout of victory. If you believe your own is coming now, your own is coming suddenly. Shout the loudest, amen. And that is why we are here. Oluwa etobi, etobi yo, etobi yo. Oluwa etobi. Etobio, etobio, koseni tale pisha kawere. Etobi, koseni tale pisha kawere. Etobio, Oluwa, Oluwa, wa 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 wa, Oluwa, etobi, etobi, etobio. Etobi. Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords the praise as you take your seat. This morning, we are here for the praise of faith. The praise of faith. 1 Peter chapter 8, verse 8. First Peter chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible said, whom you have not seen, yet you love. and whom though now you see him not, yet you believe, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. The praise of faith. We are understanding here today the connection between praise and faith. I am going to essentially go through what we did in the first service, except that I will use different passages and also different points. Faith people are praise people. And praise people are faith people. Faith's presence equals praise's presence. Faith cannot be present and joy be absent. Faith cannot be present and praise be absent. There is one way to know a man or a woman of faith. You know them by their praise. You know them by their joy. Jesus Christ was permanently a distributor of joy, a distributor of praise. Everywhere there was depression and frustration, he arrives, he turns it around. Smith Wigglesworth called the apostle of faith. It was said that he was always smiling, immaculately dressed, sharp. You know, one sign of depression is the tendency to dress down, to just dress down, dress shabbily. When you see depressed people, especially when it's getting to mental situation, just down. Everything is just down and downcast. But this man was always in smiles. He rose almost 24 dead people. He was called the apostle of faith. One of the young men that walk with me around, he said, "How is it that every day and every time all around you, the atmosphere is charged with excitement? It's peaceful, it's calm. The state of your heart determines the state of your life. Your environment determines your environment." If it's happening on the inside, there is happiness on the outside. So there is that connection between faith and praise. Now we identified seven things, or eight, that causes faith to praise. Number one is the discovery of light, or the discovery of the word. In the physical, if there was power outage and it returns, there is excitement. It is called the excitement of discovery. Every time something is found, joy is let loose. There is a connection between discovery and excitement. Psalm 119 verse 162 said, "Thy words were found." No, "I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil." Psalm 56 verse 10 said, "In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word." There is the excitement of discovery. If you saw it
and you are not excited, it means you haven't seen it well. God's servant Bishop Oyedepo took an expedition into the world of supernatural supplies. He fasted for 3 days. Lord, show me the secret of prosperity. By the third day, he said, he screamed, I have found it. I can never be poor. And he found it. It is the discovery of light. Number two is belief in the world. Belief in the world. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8, where we read, the Bible said, whom having not seen, you love. In whom though, now you see him not. Yet believing, you rejoice. There is a connection between doubt and depression. And a connection between believing and rejoicing. When somebody took a journey, God forbid, and their relations are not sure of where the person is, maybe they were communicating on the phone before, and suddenly they didn't hear anything from the person anymore. The doubt as to what has become of the person brings instant depression. But when the safety is confirmed, oh, yes, oh, you are safe, you are okay. I've been wondering. Praise the Lord. That belief brings instant rejoicing. Every time you locate the word and believe the word, and you are convinced that that word will come to pass, it triggers praise. That is what makes faith people to be praise people, to be celebration people. So believe in the word. It triggers praise. Number three is the appreciation of previous acts of God. The appreciation of previous acts of God. Psalm 106 verse 1 to 2 said, praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Psalm 150 verse 1 to 2. Psalm 150 verse 1 to 2. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. You know the song? Praise in the Lord. Praise him in the firmament. We praise him in the firmament of his. Your hands. Praise in the Lord. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of. Everybody praise in the Lord. Praise him in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Hallelujah. Faith causes you to praise God for what he has done before. Hear this. Because praising God for what he did before qualifies a person for what he will do again. And this is what you get by revelation. By revelation of the word. That if I praise God for what he did before, faith tells me that he will do it again. That is what makes it the praise of faith. It qualifies you for what he will do next. So, the appreciation of the previous acts of God makes faith to praise. Am I communicating at all? Number four is the appreciation of the current acts of God. The appreciation of the current acts of God. I might have no time to read this, but you can note down Matthew chapter 15 and in verse 30 to 31. Where the great multitudes came, Jesus healed all of them. And then in verse 31, The multitude saw and they glorified the God of Israel on the spot, on the spot. Luke 7:15 to 16 also shows us that. As the dead man, the son of the widow of Nain, was raised on the spot, fear came upon her and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen among us and that God has visited his people. People who operate faith live in the realm of continuous praise. Continuous praise. Continuous praise. You know what I did? I'll tell you that shortly. When God is not taken for granted, his continuous acts are fully guaranteed. When God and his acts are not taken for granted, his continuous acts are fully guaranteed. So faith praises. Now, after the course of the worship and wonders night, the nations worship in his presence, and the worship that ensued, and the whole course of everything, I gave God the thanks for many things, and I'll tell you many things I gave God thanks for. Number one, this is Harmattan. The volume of people that gathered here that night, gathering in an open air in Harmattan. I remember a couple of times we tried to do cross overnight at the Eagle Square and such places in the open air. By 3 a.m., people are already freezing. What did we do for God to give us a stadium or two or three stadiums put together that is roofed? All right, take your seat. Drop that matter. Go to any part of this country or any part of the world and look for this size of facility for rent. That you want to, Madison Square Garden. It's a 100,000 seater capacity. It is $100,000 per use. That's about 50 million naira to drop. I think the National Stadium was like 10 million per use, and then you drop another 10 million as caution deposit per use. Hello? In those days when we are going for open air crusade, a big place, you pay for the venue, then you pay if it is Eagle Square, you pay for chairs, then you pay for sound. External sound, then you pay for LED screens, for this kind of projector things. You pay everything. Here we paid nothing. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. It is not possible for this kind of season to come and pass and you just sit quiet as if nothing happened. Lord, we didn't pay for venue. We didn't pay for chairs. We didn't pay for parking space. We didn't pay for sound rental. When this sanctuary was to be dedicated, you remember when it was to be dedicated? The cost for sound that were charged. You remember the cost for sound? For renting. Rental for sound was almost and something million to rent. That the sound that you feel this place is to rent it was that amount. We said, no way. We'll buy. Then you talk about all these screens and everything. And then a program of such magnitude came and passed. And we didn't rent anything. For that matter, there is no place like this to rent anyway. That is, you have the money to rent, give me a covered stadium that is two or three stadiums, 273 meters, 274 meters long, 274 meters. A football pitch is 90 meters. Multiply that by 3. Am I communicating? And when you say to God, thank you for, and you are conscious of it, and you say thank you, he will tell you, you have seen nothing yet.
Stand on your feet in the shout of victory. If Jesus tarries to come, hear me, if Jesus tarries to come, there are miracles we will see in our lifetime, in a short time to come, in this ministry, in your life, in your family, that will take the devil by surprise. Are you hearing me here? I like you all to get ready. God is about to change gear, to shift gear in what he's doing in our lives and in our midst.
It's about to shift gear. Somebody sent me a message. He said, it's possible that the next sanctuary that will be built will have no walls. Because for as long as overflow continues, maybe there may be no walls.
Can you help join me and lift your hands to God and appreciate him for all those things? All those things I just enumerated. We didn't pay for nothing. We didn't pay for anything. We just came in, had service, and went back. And the chairs are our own, and the sound is ours, the light is ours, the screens are all ours. They belong to God. Oh my God. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Be thou glorified in Jesus' precious name.
Take your seat. We'll soon thank God. Lord, you are so good. Blessed be your name. Lord, you are so good. Blessed be. In heaven, you are the Lord. On earth you reign forever. Oh Lord, our great one. Blessed be.
Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah. In appreciation of the current acts of God, and number 5, appreciation of expected intervention. What God will do that he has not yet done, that you are sure he will do, you thank him in advance. John chapter 11, verse 41. At the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus, right, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Why will he thank him that he has heard him concerning Lazarus when he has not even uttered a prayer? Because unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think. Father, you know my thought, and you hear thought, you answer thought. So I'm grateful you have answered me. And in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24, and in verse 25, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. If before I call, you have answered, and before, while I am yet speaking, you have answered, then Father, I thank you. Because you have heard me. He said, your heavenly Father knoweth the things you have need of before you ask. So, Father, I thank you. Hey.
Thank him for your marriage that is yet to happen. Because no devil can stop it from happening. Thank him for your child that you are going to give birth to, because no devil can keep you barren. Thank him for the mantle you are expecting upon your life, because no devil can stop it. Thank him for the supernatural supplies that is happening to you, because no devil can stop it. Shout the loudest, amen.
For somebody, God is telling you, the next time you remember that issue, let it not be prayer anymore. Let it be thanksgiving.
You know the kind. You know the way to do it. Father, I'm so grateful because your word says none shall want his meat. I am so grateful because the Bible said the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. I cannot be stranded. I cannot be stagnated. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord. I cannot remain on the same spot. Thank you because I am moving to the next level. I am excited. Then when you finish the thanksgiving, push it in tongues. Jakalaka paratataka. Zeketike lekepeke dagaratasa. La parate keza gadora. Leperete keza koko. Jarapata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because my healing is established. Thank you because my deliverance is established. Leta zagada la parata kekodalada. Leperetina gagazagalauto prakatakala. In case I cannot express myself well in English, I am expressing myself in the language you understand. Lepeteke gagara, jakwata gezete lepereta goza, lakwa sakwa shata kalateketa. Hey!
In case your religious mind say you are not praying, you tell the mind, I just prayed in tongues. I just prayed in tongues.
Is God speaking to somebody here at all? I don't know who it is, but God is telling somebody, the next time you remember that thing you've been asking him, thank him very well on the basis of scripture, and then push the thanks with tongues, and then push the balance in the spirit, and then push it in the spirit. Can somebody do that right now? Lift your voice and thank him for something you are expecting. 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 And then once you have done thank, you are done thanking, you push it forward. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. I need to round up now because we need at least 7 to 8 minutes of prayer. Somebody says, somebody of praise, you receive something, say amen. What makes faith people to praise? Number six, we praise to undermine enemy confrontation. Do you know the meaning of that? Devil, I want to let you know, you are not winning. You are not. Don't deceive yourself. You are not winning. Hey!
When there is a football match going on, and two teams are playing, and the fan club of one place is shouting, and the fan club of the other ones are quiet, what is happening? What is happening? Who was winning? The shouting side. So when you decided to refuse to keep quiet and you begin to shout and begin to praise, you are telling the devil, you are not winning. I say you are not winning. Satan, you are not winning. You are not in charge. You are not in control. You are not winning. Don't deceive yourself that you are winning. Hey! I serve a God who is too faithful to fail. Even if you are winning before Satan, I want to let you know, I take the win. I take the win from your hand. When they shouted at the wall of Jericho, it was to tell the devil, you are not winning. Somebody give a shout to tell the devil, in my life you are not winning. In my family you are not winning. In Nigeria you are not winning. In our world you are not winning. Take your seat.
I won't allow you to silence me, Satan. I won't allow you to make me keep quiet. I won't allow you to make me soundless. I shall make sound. Anywhere there is life, there is sound. And there is life here. For to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. A living dog is better than a dead lion.
They walk, they walk, they walk.
In the journey of faith, you don't wait for it to happen before you shout. You shout it into happening. Listen, let me ask you a question. Between the shout and the collapse of the wall of Jericho, which one happened first? Wait. Many of us are waiting for the wall to fall before we shout. But God is saying, shout down the wall. Don't wait for the wall to fall before you shout. Shout it down. Shout it. Are you shouting that wall down? Are you shouting that affliction down? Are you shouting that opposition down? Shout it down! Give the Lord a praise, take your seat, and then let's run again. To undermine enemy confrontation. Number seven, and we praise, faith people praise as a weapon of war in times of challenges. There is something I don't want you to forget. The shout of praise disarms the enemy. Disarm. You know how a professional soldier can disarm an armed robber? Or disarm. The shout of praise disarms. It just takes the arm out of his hand. It just takes the wind out of his tire. The shout of praise, it disarms. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 to 23, while the children of Israel began to sing praises, the enemy's arms actually turned against each other. It disarms. I've told you before that a Satanist repented, told the Christian, when the Christian asked him, what things do you people not want Christians to do? He said two things. Number one, we don't want them to shout to praise. And number two, we don't want them to speak in tongues. He said the two of it, it sets confusion in their camp. That is why he said they try to make Christians depressed. They try to make them annoyed. They try to offend them and make them sad so that they don't praise, because the praises of the child of God is an irritation, a confusion in their camp, and then the tonguing confuses them. So I wish you can do two of them now. Hey! Shaka baga daga. La ya. Hey! Like pete parata sike tika lika rafa. Shout and tongue. Shout and tongue. Shout and tongue. Shout and tongue. Jalarata teleria. Leke perete keko zagadagala yalala. Le parata seto nima nagayalala hasta. Zebarana gayela yala hasta. Le perete sike line naradaya. Hey! Take your seat. Wait, I don't know if I have told this story. I've told it before, but I'm not sure if you have heard it. For some of you, when we were on the campus, I think I was like 500 level medical student on the way out, one more year to go. At that time, cultism was trying to come alive in several campuses across the country. And in our own campus, they suddenly tried to arrive. All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, around 2 a.m., gunshots in the air. For the first time in my life, up to that time, that you are sleeping and in the hostel area,
gunshots in the air. Pa, 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 pa. Wow. They broke all the lights in the premises. No, they are workers of darkness. They prefer to function under the cover of darkness. And began to sing very blasphemous song. I don't want to repeat it, but let me tell you what they said. They said, hallelujah. No, hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. They turned it upside down. That hallelujah, God forbid that Satan conquered the world. They said, hallelujah, Jesus, you are in trouble. They said, Satan reigneth in this place today. What? I was in my room. We're hearing these things going on. Men had turned into women. I'm sorry, women. Women turned into children. Children, I don't know what they turned into. That is everybody. People held their bed. As for me, when the door of my room opened, I didn't know. I was on my way out. Now, others also who are on fire were on their way out. And we are out. Want to see who really conquered the world. Want to see who really conquered the world. You can do anything you want to do, but you can't blaspheme the master. And as we're talking, going to converge at the center of the campus where we perceive that they were, suddenly we realize they are receding. They are receding. They had guns. We had nothing but spiritual AK-47. We continued tonguing and they receded back into the bush. Into the bush. We remained on that place and saturated the air with tongues till daybreak. By the time day broke, we went from hostel to hostel, stood in front of the hostels. Every of you who came out in the night to say Satan conquered the world, I was speaking. If you are not afraid to identify with that Satan, your father, can you come out now and defend him? It did not start today. Yeah. Come out now and defend your father, the devil. None moved. One poured water from up there. Where we're standing down, the old-story building poured water. And you received an instant curse. You just poured away your life. That one vomited and died a few days later. Ransacked everywhere. Come out now and defend your father, the devil. That was how that place was sanitized at that moment. One of the young men that was in my room, staying with me then, ran back to the room one of the days. He said he went to preach in one of the kiosks or something like that. And he saw some boys. He thinks they are cult boys. They cleared him, tackled him to the ground. And I said, let us go. And I followed him to that place. Released curses on everything there. You know what happened? I was in the Rewan church ministry one day, and a lady stood on the newcomer's line, and he said, she wants me, she came to see me. I said, for what? She said she rented a shop in the university to do business, and they told her that shop, that place, business cannot work there. That even Coca-Cola came there, they couldn't succeed, they closed. That because there was somebody who cursed the place when he was a student. That person is in Abuja now, he's a pastor.
In case you want this place to function, go meet him. Let him reverse the course.
Now.
I wasn't aware of the consequences of what was said and caused at that time. I wasn't aware. Beloved brothers and sisters, that I was talking about tongues. It was tongues that was our own equipment then. Will you release some tongues right now? Zarete ya la baradash, le paroles sikelemi, le paroles sikelemi, le peritizi kalimaradi koronamaya, le shalala, la pete retike zekute le pride geverete kasada. Shash! Remain standing.
It's a new day for you.
Praise disarms
the enemy. Finally, we use faith praises in compliance with divine instruction. Comply. With divine instruction. That is what I said earlier on. You have prayed enough. Start praising now. That is when God says to you, you shall have a song. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29. As in the holy solemnity. When holy solemnity is kept and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. Verse 31. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. Faith people listening to the voice of God, either from the Bible or from the Spirit. That voice of God will frequently bring instruction unto praise. When you hearken to those instructions, you will praise. And you praise in faith, you see results of the word. We're going to praise God for about 8 minutes right now. 8 to 10 minutes. I trust that will not exceed the time too much. While we are praising God, there are things in front of you you are trusting God for that shall materialize under the next 24 hours. The same way we heard the testimony from Calgary, Alberta, and also heard the testimony from Oji River. In the same way, everywhere the devil has organized temptation for you, the temptations shall turn into testimonies. Shout the loudest, amen. Are you ready? In case anybody around you is too academic to praise, just tell them, I didn't come here for you. I know you are well dressed, but I'm not impressed. I know you don't want your headgear to scatter, and you don't. But it's not because of you I came here. Okay, I don't hate you, but I'm not here for you. I'm here for God. I'm here for God. Because there are people who will never mind their business. One woman was dancing one day in church. Somebody looked at her and said, "Madam, you be soldier." And she was dancing. Only her knew why she was dancing, trusting God for the fruit of the womb. She danced like it was a fight. And she fought and won in that meeting. And she got pregnant after that studies. You see, if you mind people, you lose your place in destiny. Alright? Because what people are looking for is different. There are some who came to church to show their cloth. to show their cloth. There are those who came to church not to look for God, but to look for wife and to look for husband. You know, it happened one time.
One man came to look to church to look for wife, and one woman came to look for husband. Then they found each other. Listen, you haven't heard anything yet. They are not Christians. They didn't change. Oh, this one said, church wives are very reliable, very faithful. If you marry a wife from church, you won't have any heart attack. Let me find one. Then the other one, church husbands are good men. They can take care of wife, and they will be going out everywhere looking for women. Let me marry a husband from church. Then the two of them found each other, and then they jammed. The woman is still drinking alcohol. The man is still smoking tobacco. So when they went home, this one opened his bottle up there. This one opened his light his cigar. Are you like this? Are you? So I didn't marry a Christian. That is why the best thing to look for in church is God. Best person. Some come to church like Judas Iscariot to look for what to steal. And everyone who carries anything from here that is not your own, they afflict every problem of that person, plus the problem of other people. That is what you carry. Listen, let me ask you a question. Can Naaman, Gehazi, get Naaman's prosperity without getting his leprosy? If you are interested in his money, also be interested in his misery. So as he got the money of Naaman, he also got the misery of Naaman. He got the prosperity of Naaman. He also got the leprosy of Naaman. They went together. Carry anything that is not your own. Any challenge that person has, and other people around, you carried it along. And no prayer can solve it. No prayer. Some people went and robbed at Living Faith Church in Rajioba in those days. They went and stole, carried some things, broke some things, and carried some cash or money or something. And the servant of the Lord smote them with madness. Next day, they brought somebody raving mad and asking for prayer. He wanted to lay his hands and God said, but you asked me to do it. This is one of those who stole last night. Oh, okay, I didn't know, sir. Bye, you people, bye-bye. Praise the Lord. So people come to church for different things. That is why you shouldn't mind people. Face your front. Are you ready to celebrate God? Celebration 7 minutes. Give him a clap, a shout, a leap of joy. Let's go.
Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns.
Papa, you are lifted up above all the gods.
You are lifted up
above all the gods.
Hey, Jesus, you are lifted up
above all the gods.
Hey, you are lifted up
above all the gods.
Everybody lift him up.
Higher.
Lift him up.
Higher.
Lift him up. He's the King of Kings,
fire.
He's the Lord of God,
fire.
Ancient of Days, miracle worker, one in a man. Lift him higher, lift him, 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 lift him higher, lift him up, 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 lift Jesus, lift him higher.
Lift him higher.
Lift him up. Lift my Jesus. Lift him higher.
Lift him up. Lift Jesus. Lift him higher.
Lift him up. Lift Jesus. Lift him higher.
Lift Jesus. Lift him higher.
Everybody lift him higher. Everybody lift him higher.
Everybody lift
my Jesus higher now. Everybody lift my Jesus.
The best you can do today is to hand over your life to Jesus. Don't go yet. The dance has not stopped. It's just starting. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want today to mark a new day in your life, pick your Bibles and pick your bags. While the celebration continues, you want the addiction of sin broken. You want tobacco addiction broken. You want immoral addiction broken. You want to be genuinely born again. Or you want to rededicate yourself to Jesus. Quickly come forward as a celebration, God. Go on.
Oh, I have made
quickly come forward.
From your word that my life is you.
Come with your Bibles. Come with your Bibles. There is a lifting up for you. You believe that? Say amen. Place your hand on your chest and say after me, Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever and backward never. Help me, Lord, to live for you. Help me, Lord, to do your will. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name.